this is Letitia. And they say that hindsight is 20/20. You know the reason people say that is because if given the chance to look back, things are so much more clear than, say, trying to look into the future. How many times have you heard or said yourself, "Why didn't I see that coming?" The truth is that all the signs were there. You were probably just looking out the other window. I've heard this 1,000 times, so I will share it with you. If you've already heard it, then there must be some truth in it. If not, remember that I told you so. It's okay to just pause and do nothing until you know what to do. Let me clarify. If you are not sure if it's time to move in or move on, it's okay to wait before you make a decision. The problem that many couples face is rushing into making a choice before they've thought out the pros and cons. If you are really in love with someone and they want you to move in but you're not ready, the sign of it being a healthy relationship is that you will be able to talk about your fears and doubts. Ask for more time to think about it, and most importantly, don't allow yourself to be rushed into making a decision that you are not ready to make. You also have to be realistic. It's not likely or fair to believe that someone will wait for, say, 3 to 5 years for you to make up your mind. At the same time, trust your instincts. If you are really in love with someone and there's a gut feeling that cohabitating isn't the way to go, listen to that gut. A big mistake that we make in relationships is not listening. Sometimes we hear what we want to hear and not what the other person or their actions are telling us. So it would seem to me that before you make a really big life-changing decision about moving in or moving on, you'd first make sure that you know what each other truly wants out of the relationship. Is the goal in moving in to save money or prepare for a larger and legal arrangement? How long will you live together before you take the next step? Will there be a next step? Or is moving in it? The biggest mistake that you could make is to agree to one thing in hopes of changing the other person or their mind. Usually, the only thing that gets changed is how you end up feeling about them and yourself. I can't say it enough. Communication is the greatest tool that you and your mate can have. It's more reliable than any article, book, or therapist. If you can't talk to your partner, then you really have to ask yourself, why are you in that relationship? What is it really doing for you as a person? And what are the chances that it will improve in the future? Sometimes the hardest part is being honest with yourself. At some point in our lives, we have all either given up too soon or stayed in a relationship way too long. Hopefully, we've learned the lesson and allowed ourselves the opportunity to grow and use that knowledge the next go-round. If not, well, maybe today is the day that we begin. This is Letitia, and it doesn't matter if your choice is to move in or move on. Just make the right choice for you.